السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, tonight we had the 23rd juz of the Quran al-Majid, which commenced with second verses of Surah Yasin Sharif, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident where the prophets had come to the nation to advise them, and instead of accepting the advice of the prophets, they rejected their da'wah and their advice. And a person came from the outskirts of the town and tried to negotiate and convince the people to accept. But instead of accepting, they executed this person. And the end result was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered this person to Jannah. And the outcome of these people was that eventually they were destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us the outcome of those who obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and support the deen of Allah. And what is the outcome of those who turn away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about His various signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to these signs, and one of the points that are mentioned thereafter, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, that do you not then, despite acknowledging all the bounties and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes, you know, crops to grow from an earth which is dead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes rivers to flow from which you benefit, should you not then be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah speaks about how the night, you know, overpowers the day, and how the sun moves on a specific path. If a person just has to ponder over these things, it is sufficient to understand the existence and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the sun, we have a specific set time. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so, if we may say, accurate in His creation and in everything that has been created, despite how complex it is. Just on this point, if a person is running a massive factory, and then there's so many points at which things can go wrong. And because of the complex nature of the factory, sometimes you've got so many workers, the one worker, you know, falters on something, or some mistake here, or some error there, or something goes wrong. But the world, which is far more complex, far more intricate, but yet you will find not a day have we ever heard that, you know, the sun, you know, rose 10 minutes late, or, you know, today the sun didn't rise at all. Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the accuracy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala speaks about the huge ships which are laden with goods, and how Allah ta'ala, through His might and power and through His mercy, allows these ships to sail on the waters of the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the qiyamah, and when the sur and when the trumpet will be blown, a person will have absolutely no opportunity to make any wasiyat, to, you know, advise anyone to do this or to do that. It will just be absolutely sudden. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how people will be brought back to life thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and this is something which we should ponder over. MashaAllah, Maulana Sahib also became emotional when he recited these verses, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will seal, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu ala Afwahihim وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, that on the day of Qiyamah, the person's lips will be sealed, and the person's hands will be speaking, and the feet will bear testimony to the actions that the person had committed. So this is something we should reflect over, that we are carrying our witnesses with us all the time. They are witnesses that are present, witnessing every single deed and action that we are engaging in. This should be sufficient for us. Allah Ta'ala speaks about how from bones, the disbelievers, they raised an objection. They said that, what are you saying that from these bones, when a person dies, then he turns into bones, that you will be brought back to life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is not something which is far-fetched. And it is not something impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in fact it is something extremely easy. And Allah ta'ala, you know, towards the end mentions that Allah ta'ala is such that when He wants something to be in existence, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah ta'ala, if He wants it to be, it will happen. It must happen. Then we find that in the surah thereafter, Allah ta'ala speaks about the people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, and their condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of Jannah will search for the people of Jahannam, and they will not find them. And in fact, these people will be in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah ta'ala then speaks about the various prophets, their sacrifices, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays tribute to their sacrifices and their efforts. In particular, Allah ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, and the sacrifices that he made, and his total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed him to sacrifice his son. And he, not only was he willing to submit to the command of Allah ta'ala, but his son also was more than willing to submit to the command of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala said that this was a true test. This was a real test upon them, and they passed this test with flying colors. Allah Ta'ala then speaks about the various prophets and their sacrifices, and how they invited their people, and the people, instead of accepting their invitation, they rejected their invitation. But towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. May Allah's peace be upon the messengers. So Allah Ta'ala acknowledges and pays tribute to their sacrifices and their efforts. In the next surah also, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the kingdom that Allah ta'ala had blessed him based on his dua, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. That, oh Allah, grant me such a kingdom that no one will have a kingdom like mine. So Allah ta'ala says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ. We made it such that the wind was subservient to him. He had control over the wind. And we know in other places of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the fact, وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ. He could understand the language of the birds. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the ant and how he understood the conversation of the ants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also, towards the end of this surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the incident of Iblis, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed him to prostrate and to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, but istakbara wa kana min al kafirin. He became proud and arrogant, and he became of the rejected. And what was his rationale behind it? And Allah ta'ala asked him that, what is stopping you from making sajda? So he said, ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You've created me from fire, and you created him from sand. So we find that superiority complex came into shaitan. Allah Ta'ala is reminding man, don't ever allow pride to enter the heart. Then we find in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that again, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that the night overpowers the day, and then again the day overpowers the night. These are all signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the one whose chest has been opened for the nur of Islam. And Allah ta'ala says, woe be to that person whose heart is hard from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these wonderful qualities, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.